working on this show.
Wow, that came out.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I believe them, guys.
I like working with you too, buddy.
Whenever you have an issue with someone, mm-hmm. whether it's somebody you know or a total stranger, confronting them face to face can be awkward and unpleasant.
Oh yeah. I hate conflict.
But some people love it, though.
Honestly, it's usually worse in your head leading up to it than when it actually happens.
That's a good point.
Having the hard conversation, you often feel better afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
But you know what's a whole lot easier and almost as satisfying? Is writing a snarky, passive-aggressive note and leaving it for them to find so they can read it later and feel really ashamed about themselves.
Yeah. That is so something you'd say.
And not be able to respond.
I kind of like
you.
That. No face-to-face.
Like this note that I recently left on someone's blue Subaru parked in the garage down below.
Wait, doesn't
Brooke
drive a Subaru?
Hey, winner. You parked so close to my driver's side door, I had to climb in through my sunroof today.
Oh!
Good job, moron.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that felt good.
Did it? Did it feel good?
Oh, yeah. Felt really good.
I don't think it's going to change the behavior.
Yeah, probably made them more mad, and they're going to look for your car now.
Yeah.
Stuff like that happens a lot. In fact, there's a woman making news today because of a recent note that she was given, and she posted it online, and it quickly went viral.
Uh-oh.
It happened while she was at a restaurant.
Okay.
She says she ordered some takeout food, and when the employee handed it to her, the to-go box came with a sticky note that said, quote, "Your right eyelashes are falling off."
Oh, no. Oh, sweetie.
That's not a good tip. That's not a good thing.
No, but you know, I get it. You're ordering takeout. It's been a hard day. You just can't cook. Like, everything's falling apart.
And the woman took a photo of it, shared it online, and said that she thought it was extremely passive aggressive and the worst customer service she's ever received.
What? I thought they were doing her a solid.
Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing, but at least it was like, hey, just a FYI.
Other people thought the employee was being nice by quietly warning her about the eyelash issue without publicly drawing attention to her.
Yeah, like if the driver posted on social media, that'd be different.
Of course, it sparked an online debate about what's considered passive aggressive. And soon people were sharing the most hilarious passive aggressive notes they've ever received from other people. For example, this one was left on the hood of somebody's car inside their parking garage of their apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It said, "Dear neighbor, your car's speakers are amazing. It's so loud and the bass is so rockin', it actually shakes all of the apartment buildings in the complex. Awesome! Awesome in all caps."
The sarcasm is like bleeding.
"This is exceptionally rad when you pull up at 3:30 in the morning and wake everyone up. Wicked awesome."
Oh,
wicked.
Wow.
I bet it's wicked awesome.
"We are all so impressed with your super cool sound system. Don't even think about turning it down when you pull up to the building that you share with hundreds of people.
Yeah.
Love, your envious neighbors."
Pretty good.
Brutal.
Oh. I feel like this guy is also driving around my neighborhood.
Right.
I swear at 3 a.m. you know. Why are you revving your engine?
This next one, a guy shared a note that he found on the door into his apartment. It said, "Dear resident, congrats on the banging / action you've been getting lately. Unfortunately, you appear to be intermingling on top of a bed frame from the early 1300s.
This one is actually pretty funny.
I would imagine your game may improve with an upgrade to your bed, or at the very least, you should consider some WD-40. Nobody's bed should make more noise than their partners do.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, that's a rule.
Sincerely, an impressed but sleep-deprived neighbor."
You know, that one I like.
Yeah.
Because the guy, I'm sure, is still really proud to get that note.
Yeah.
Like, that's true. Like,
somebody heard me.
Yeah.
But post this on social media, prove
that
I do
it. Or he's
like,
he thinks there was someone else here.
Yeah.
Got him.
We're talking about the most passive-aggressive notes that people ever found left for them. This next one was found posted on the refrigerator by a roommate who shares her place with several women.
Okay.
It said, quote, "Hello, roomies. Look at the kitchen. Now back to this. Now back to the kitchen.
Uh-oh.
Now back to this.
Someone's
in trouble. Sadly, it doesn't always look like this. Parentheses, clean. But it could if you did your part. Look down. Look back up. Where are you? You're in front of the fridge with clean socks and less allergens in your lungs. Your lungs are now diamonds.
Diamonds.
Anything is possible when you keep the kitchen clean. Signed, not your maid."
Oh, my my God.
I feel like everyone who's ever had a roommate either deserves to hear this or has written this letter.
I just imagine that long on a whiteboard. Like, I know. It's a lot. A story. They're like, not again.
Way to steal inspiration, too, from the Old Spice guy. I love that.
I love it.
It was
dude.
Really good. It really good. Was. Because my roommate used to just clean the kitchen at 7 in the morning.
And
my bedroom was right next to it. And I'm like, oh, my God.
So you were the dirty roommate.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Okay. It's funny how you can hear the anger even when they're like banging the plates around.
Yeah.
I'm like, we don't have that many pots. Yeah. How can you find so many to clank together?
This next note was found on someone's front porch, scrawled on a torn piece of cardboard.
Oh. Ooh.
It
desperate.
Said, I think you may have had a package left by your side gate, but I saw someone walk up and steal it.
Uh-oh. Oh.
I might have tried to stop them if you were better neighbors.
Oh!
Oh.
Ouch.
That's harsh.
Darn. Maybe next time.
That's it!
This next note was posted on the fridge inside the break room of someone's office.
Oh, no.
It said, quote, hello, you left this piece of lettuce on the floor last week, and I was wondering if you wanted it back.
Oh, my God.
If so, maybe keep it in a safer place than the floor of our communal kitchen. Just checking, and then below that, it had the limp piece of lettuce taped onto the note.
Stop it.
Gross.
That's amazing.
Yeah, text in to 78592. Tell us what's the best passive-aggressive note you've ever left or received.
Oh, this is gonna be
we want to hear it. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.